This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Analyses by the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence show that with few exceptions, states with the strictest gun control measures, including California, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, have the lowest rates of gun deaths, while those with the most lax laws, like Alabama, Alaska, and Louisiana, have the highest. A supervised exercise program that gets young children running and playing for an hour before school could make them happier and healthier, while also jiving with the needs and schedules of parents and school officials, according to a new study involving 24 elementary and middle schools. The results also caution, however, that the benefits may depend on how often children actively participate. The government spent about $70 billion on SNAP in 2017. That's the formerly called food stamp program. Less than 2% of the $4 trillion federal budget. The average beneficiary gets $126 a month. The people who are helped by the program tend to have very low incomes, are retired, or have disabilities. A family of three generally has to earn less than $26,600 a year to qualify. Brazil's federal police recently established a task force of law enforcement and intelligence personnel, which is developing strategies to prevent fake news from being produced and to limit its reach once misleading content starts spreading online. The average payday loan customer borrows $375 over 5 months and pays $520 in fees, while banks and credit unions could profitably offer the same amount over the same period for less than $100. Across the nation, more than a dozen states and municipalities have imposed fees or taxes on ride-hailing companies or their passengers, like Uber and Lyft, or sometimes both, and many more are considering such measures, according to transportation and tax experts. Advocates for the charges contend that the ride-hailing cars should pay more for using public streets and resources, contributing to gridlock and pollution, and siphoning passengers and fares from public transit. The FCC Inspector General is investigating the relationship between Chairman Pai and Sinclair Broadcasting, which led to a relaxation of ownership rules and a blockbuster deal with the company. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.